Now for reaction from Israel, we're joined by Hirsch Goodman, columnist with the Jerusalem Report. Mr. Goodman, would you say this is a real turning point after 4 years of fighting?
Yes, there's no question about it. This is a real turning point, and I think the 4 years of fighting have made it a real turning point. It's a horrible thing to say, but sometimes wars are necessary, and I think that this war has allowed Israelis and Palestinians to speak eyeball to eyeball rather than the Palestinians being on their knees and us dictating an agreement to them.
When Ariel Sharon says of the Palestinians, as he did today, "We have a genuine intention to respect your rights to live independently and in dignity," would you say that's a view that's shared by the majority of the Israeli people now?
Every single poll conducted in this country points to the fact that over 70% really want a normal life. Get up in the morning, brush your teeth, send the kids to school. They want peace. They're just very skeptical, they have been until now, about the Palestinian leadership. But I think with Arafat gone and that huge shadow, that pall over the whole process gone, and with a new president, I think people here feel there's a real chance.
Is there also suspicion of Palestinian intentions or of the authority of Mahmoud Abbas to carry out what he says he will do, this pledge of nonviolence?
Well, I think it's very important that the Americans have decided to back him up from a security point of view and help him organize the security forces. But I think we understand on the Israeli side that there are fringes out there, and the fringes are going to do everything they can to try and derail the process. But I think we've matured to the point where we understand the odd missile here or the odd mortar there is from the fringes and not from the mainstream.
Well, when you say fringes, there is the statement from Hamas today that whatever was worked out in Sharm el-Sheikh is not binding on that resistance, that Mahmoud Abbas's position does not reflect the wishes of our people, according to Hamas.
Well, that's why it's so important that the president get together a security force that can take care of the fringes.
Will there be, do you think, resistance from some factions inside Israel, from the right wing, maybe from some settlers to all this?
Well, I don't think they're going to react to this particular summit, but I think their focus is really on preventing Sharon doing the unilateral withdrawal from Gaza. That's the entire focus, because they realize that if Sharon uproots the settlements in Gaza, it could be opening a Pandora's box, and who knows where it'll end. So they're not so much opposed to this process. In fact, they like this process because it stops the Palestinians shooting at settlers. But they are dead against Sharon's decision to get Israelis out of Gaza.
Mr. Goodman, thanks very much.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Hirsch Goodman, columnist with the Jerusalem Report and a senior fellow at the Jaffe Center for Strategic Studies at Tel Aviv University. Now to Rami Kouri. He's the editor-at-large of the Daily Star in Beirut, Lebanon. And Mr. Kouri, how is the news of this summit being received today in the Arab world?
I think it's received with mixed feelings. I think people are happy that there's going to be less killing on both sides. But there's a lot of skepticism about the political significance of this and whether the Palestinians are really getting anything out of it or whether this is mainly playing into Israel's hands. There's a lot of skepticism, but people, I think, feel that they should explore every possibility for a negotiated peace if there is an opportunity to do that.
There have been something like 10 ceasefires announced in the past 4 years. Is there a feeling that this one might be different?
Not really. I think the public opinion is skeptical in most of the Arab countries. And the reason is that this is not really doing anything new. Everything that was announced at Sharm el-Sheikh has been done before. And all it does is attempt to get us back to September 2000, before the Intifada broke out, before Ariel Sharon went up to the Temple Mount Haram al-Sharif area, which provoked the Intifada in Arab eyes. And so there's skepticism that the core issues, settlements, Israeli colonization, the right of return of the Palestinian refugees, are not on the table right now. And when they are on the table, there's no sign that these existing leaderships are going to be able to achieve an agreement on them. So that's why I think there's a lot of skepticism.
Is there a sense, do you think, that Mahmoud Abbas has the authority to hold Palestinians in check, to enforce this ceasefire announced today?
Well, that's another problem. Mahmoud Abbas was elected president through a very impressive democratic election, but he does not have the authority to speak in the name of all Palestinians everywhere. He's the president of the Palestinian Authority, which is a semi-autonomous entity and part of the West Bank and Gaza under Israeli occupation and tutelage. So he's got really big restrictions on his credibility and his authority. And Hamas already came out and said that this agreement is not spoken in its name. It is not party to this agreement. So there are big credibility and authority problems and legitimacy problems there. But hopefully this is a good thing. I think people would like to give it a chance, but I think the existing players and the existing dynamics are not really very encouraging if one is realistic about this.
Rami Khoury, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
Rami Khoury is editor-at-large of The Daily Star in Beirut.